Republicans raise concerns about Biden signaling negotiations with Tehran. By Wendell Hasebo on February 19, 2021. Congressional Republicans are troubled by President Joe Biden's offers to restart nuclear talks with Iran. The concern comes after Secretary of State Antony Blinken relayed Thursday that the administration is ready to begin negotiating. The uproar from the Republican caucus was swift. Representative Mike Turner, RTN, issued the following statement Friday afternoon. "I'm disappointed that the Biden administration has already ceded critical ground by signaling their intention to re-enter the Iran nuclear deal. The JCPOA is a significantly flawed agreement where major provisions are set to expire. And the Biden administration should not re-enter into negotiations with Iran without securing permanent prohibitions on Iran nuclear ambitions." Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, wrote, "Yesterday's USE 3 statement on the Iran nuclear deal raises big questions. Let's take a closer look. The Biden team pledges that if Iran takes some modest steps to re-enter the deal, we'll lift vast and powerful sanctions that took years to impose." Yesterday's USE 3 statement on the Iran nuclear deal raises big questions. Let's take a closer look. The Biden team pledges that if Iran takes some modest steps to re-enter the deal, will lift vast and powerful sanctions that took years to impose. Senator Bill Hagerty, at Senator Hagerty, February 19, 2021. Senator Joni Ernst tweeted, "The U.S. must remain vigilant against Iran and the terrorists they support around the globe who wish to do harm to America. Now is not the time to let up on the maximum pressure campaign against Iran or consider re-entering the failed Iran nuclear deal." National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan scheduled a press interview on CNN Friday afternoon to defend the administration, saying that Iran is presently threatening to move even further out of compliance. "How does the Biden administration plan to revive Iran nuclear deal? We believe diplomacy has to be part of the answer," says at Jake Sullivan, "including sitting down at the table with Iran and the P5+1. But Iran is presently threatening to move even further out of compliance. pic.twitter.com/ek/usi6pi8t. Christiane Amanpour, at CommandPour, February 19, 2021. "But moving out of compliance is nothing new for Iran. European officials formally accused Tehran of violating the 2015 deal, hoping the agreement would be restored once Mr. Trump left office, and trying to outlast the former administration's toughest ever sanctions. Iran has proven they are no friend of the United States," Representative Debbie Lesko, Arras, tweeted. "The Iran nuclear deal is a horrible policy that does nothing to stop Iran from growing its nuclear arsenal and will make the world less safe.